Now, whether you can conceive naturally or get help from fertility specialists, hopefully the end result is going to be a healthy baby arriving about 40 weeks later. But how does a fertilised egg turn into a baby? I went to see expert in human development at Cambridge University's Gurdon Institute, Azeem Surani, whose other claim to fame is that he was doing his PhD with IVF pioneer Bob Edwards 40 years ago.
I remember the day when Louise Brown was born. I was actually on holiday in Cornwall and I heard the news and I sent a telegram to Bob congratulating him.
No email in those days?
There was no email in those days, so I had to send him a telegram.
Let's go right back to the beginning of the life process, which begins with sperms and eggs. So what is special about those two cell types that makes it possible for them to give rise to an embryo and then a fetus and a baby?
The egg and sperm only contain half the number of chromosomes, so they only have half the information for making a whole organism. And you need to fertilize an egg so that you have both sets of information from father and mother. That's when the process of development can start.
And how does the egg know, in inverted commas, it's been fertilized?
Well, at fertilization, there are changes in the levels of some chemicals like calcium in the egg. And that actually starts the process of early development. That's when the egg starts to divide and starts to develop further.
If you've got millions and millions of sperm competing to fertilize the egg, why is just one successful?
Yes, this is actually very important because what happens at fertilization is as soon as one sperm enters the egg, there are changes in the membrane of the egg, which prevents further sperm from getting in. This is actually very important because you need exact numbers of chromosomes from each of the parents. If you have too many from the father, then the process of development will go awry.
So sperm gets into the egg, triggers this change in the membrane, preventing any other sperm getting in. It then gives its genetic cargo to that egg. So we've now got a cell with, hopefully, a complete assemblage of chromosomes, 23 pairs of chromosomes. Then what happens?
Well, this is the point when the egg starts to divide, and it divides into two cells first, and it then continues to divide as it travels down the fallopian tube and enters the uterus. And as it divides, the cells continue to multiply. They go through a number of divisions until the embryo reaches about 60 to 100 cells.
What's special about that number?
Basically, there are two sets of cells. There are cells on the inside, which are called the inner cell mass cells, which are going to give rise to the embryo. And then there's the outer shell of cells, which will give rise to the placenta.
So we're at the stage where we have a ball of cells inside a ball of cells. The ball around the outside is going to be the bag that the baby develops in and the placenta that connects it to its mum. But how does that ball of cells in the middle turn into something we would recognise as a developing baby?
Well, one of the early things that happens is that the embryo starts to look like a sheet of cells. And at one end of the embryo, you start to form a little structure called the primitive streak. And here the cells start to enter into the primitive streak and they go inside. And those cells are eventually going to give rise to the structures which we recognise as the internal organs eventually. And then it starts to be recognized as a developing fetus.
So cells are flowing in from the outside, yes, into the inside. It's almost like inflating itself with more of its own cells, and it creates that population of cells inside itself,
yes,
which then they're destined to become the internal organs and so on.
Yes. These cells, they start to become more specialized as the embryo develops. It becomes three-dimensional, and it starts to be recognized as a fetus.
But then what happens next to actually turn this very primitive, very tiny 1 millimetre structure into something that would resemble a baby?
The key aspects that occur from then onwards are increasing numbers of cells and also increasing complexity of the developing internal organs.
By which time are all the major organs developed? Things like the heart, liver, brain, face, eyes. When are all the major things made and when are they present by?
The early stages of organogenesis are occurring between day 28 and 35 days of human development. This is when all the rudimentary organs are already formed. So all the basic structures start to get established by this time. And then thereafter, there is tremendous growth of the embryo as development progresses.
Are we comfortable that the manipulations that are being done on sperms, eggs and embryos to do things like IVF don't have consequences for the health of that individual?
From all the experience we have had from all the IVF babies that have been born, there is at the present time no clear evidence that there's any impact of IVF. Now, we have to remember that Louise Brown is 40 years old, so it's still quite early days. So I think it's something that we should actually keep an eye on and to see if there are very long-term consequences of IVF.
But at this stage, we're not aware of any.
There have been a number of experiments that have been done to test if there have been any effects of manipulation of eggs and sperm in culture. But so far, majority of the evidence is that there's no potential impact of manipulation of eggs and sperm in culture.
And last, Azeem, after you returned from your holiday, having sent that telegram to your supervisor, Bob Edwards, what happened next?
I came back to Cambridge and we had a lot of celebrations. A lot of champagne was drunk, I have to say.
I'm not surprised at all. Azeem Sarani there from the Gurdon Institute in Cambridge.